This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and this afternoon I am with Grant Menke with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. Grant, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm great. Well, thanks for joining me today. You guys released some really exciting news a few hours ago that Iowa has hit record E85 sales. So what does that look like?
Well, that's correct. Iowa did have set a new record for E85 sales in 2013. Our E85 sales reached nearly 11 million gallons, which is up about 20% from 2012, and an increase of more than 130,000 gallons from our previous record. And we're very excited about these results, and we just want to impress upon the importance of the renewable fuel standard to keep this momentum going and to keep these record sales to make them more common in the future.
Well, Grant, well, this is obviously exciting, and you said even we grew 20% in sales in 1 year. That's pretty impressive. But in overall, in terms of the state, what's it look like in terms of how much more can we do with E85 and higher blends of ethanol?
Well, we can do a whole lot more. I mean, Iowa is a 1.5 to 1.6 billion gallon gasoline market, and we're at 11 million gallons for E85. So there's clearly a lot of growth that needs to take place there. As I said earlier, with the strong and growing RFS, we really think that can happen. This last year, consumers in Iowa, when given the choice, had the privilege of purchasing E85 at very competitive prices. I remember in the third quarter buying E85 for $1.10 cheaper than E10. And it's a homegrown fuel. It's more renewable. It's boosting Iowa's economy. It's good for farmers. It's good for energy security and the environment as well. So it's a win-win-win. And if we can continue to price this fuel well, which the RFS allows us to do, we're going to continue to break records in the future.
Well, Grant, let's explore the RFS a little bit. There's been some struggle with the EPA and their 2014 proposal to actually reduce or stagnate the amount of renewable fuels in our supply at the same time that this industry is really going above and beyond production. So how do we keep that RFS intact, Grant, and why is it so important that not only do we keep it intact, but keep it growing?
We completed the comment period, and the ball is now in the administration's court. The EPA and the White House have heard from tens of thousands of RFS supporters on why their proposal to reduce the RFS would be devastating to this industry. It would be devastating to the first generation. It would be even more devastating for biodiesel, and it would be even more devastating for cellulosic ethanol, and we've got some exciting, you know, state-of-the-art projects that are set to come online here in 2014. And if we want to continue to diversify our fuel supply with cleaner, homegrown, renewable fuels, we need a strong and growing RFS. And this is what Congress envisioned in 2007 when they passed the law. And all we're asking, as, you know, Bob Dineen said at the National Ethanol Conference this week, we need Washington, D.C. to keep its word and continue to defend the RFS.
So, Grant, I think it's important to note that the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association has played a really important role in the expansion of ethanol across the state, whether it be E15 or these higher blends like E85. Can you talk a little bit about some of the work you're doing with retailers specifically to help them begin offering these blends to consumers?
Absolutely, Johanna. We have a retailer consultant who is on the road half of the time during the week and going throughout Iowa and talking to retailers about the benefits of installing blender pumps, offering biodiesel, putting in heated storage for biodiesel, things like that to diversify themselves amongst the competition. The fuel market is a very competitive marketplace, and by offering higher blends of ethanol, offering biodiesel, retailers can certainly have success in the retail space. And a consultant works to educate retailers on the renewable fuel infrastructure grant program that we have in the state. And we've helped retailers register for E15, you know, really just touting the benefits of, you know, here's how consumers can benefit from having increased choices at the pump, but as a retailer, it can boost your bottom line as well.
Well, Grant, I did want to ask too, you have to have a goal. Obviously, your organization has been paramount in this 20% growth. What's your goal for 2014?
Well, we'd like to see another record in 2014. It's hard for me to quantify that, but I just go back to what I said at the beginning, that if we want another record in 2014, we need a strong, growing RFS. The marketplace uncertainty created by EPA's proposal has tapered things off from the high point that we saw in the third quarter of 2013. But if the EPA sends a signal that we are going to follow the 2007 law, we are going to grow this marketplace, we're hopeful that obligated parties and will make the investments necessary to make E15, E85, and other higher ethanol blends available. And if that infrastructure becomes available and we have an opportunity to get these renewable fuel options in front of consumers, we are very confident that we will see record sales again in 2014.
Great. Thanks, Grant.
All right. Thank you, Joanna.